Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I click back and forth among the cable channels. And right now, one of the outlets is showing the president. It's just a little bit behind. And once again, the president is making himself available to the media, as he's done pretty much every weekday. Right? But here's one of the headlines from what Donald Trump just said. I trust Putin on the subject of the Ukraine war. Once again, the headline. I trust Putin on the subject of the Ukraine war. I was not planning on talking about Donald Trump, and we're not going to talk much about him. But can one person call in and defend this? Can one person text it and defend this? Vladimir Putin has invaded Ukraine, wants to take it over, and God knows what's next on the band, putting the band back together. Okay? Give me a bleeping break. I trust Vladimir Putin on the subject of Ukraine? Yeah, here's what he wants, Dave. The country. And other countries next.
Perhaps, you know, that's what he told the president.
Oh my God.
Who better to trust than the guy that started it all, Chad?
Then, you know what? Just tell him, go ahead and take it. He'd also love to have Russia back in the G7. We can have the debate on that, okay? Not while he's trying to take over a country.
Well, he said that Putin would love to have peace after he takes over the country, but that's a form of peace.
Yeah, I mean, does he trust him with Poland right nearby? U.S. made a mistake in kicking Russia out of the G7 or Crimea takeover. Honestly, this is where on Putin and Trump and whatever weird dynamic they have or don't have, what's legit, what's not legit. And by the way, I certainly raised issues about why Russia was so in favor of Trump, of Trump in the 16 campaign. I never bought the P tape. What was the other big one? We spent so little time on it. The fact that Paul Manafort was giving info, not really good. And the fact that they met with some Russian officials at Trump Tower, not good. Okay. Actual coordination, no. Although, read the Senate report. Read the Senate intelligence report on Russia and the Trump campaign. The bipartisan, signed off by Republicans and Democrats. But I'll wait for a text or two from, I mean, the Republican Party for decades has kicked the Democrats' butt on military strength, defense, and giving off the vibe of a tougher country. And Trump's certainly challenging many other countries. I agree with that. On tariffs and, you know, we'll take you, Greenland, we'll just take you. Panama Canal, we'll take you. Canada, you can be a 51st state. And by the way, Gaza, your condos, baby. But honestly, Dave Harrigan, Vladimir Putin, KGB thug, dictator for life. Oh, yeah, free elections. And my president, I never engage in the stupidity of he's not my president. He's the president of the United States. Didn't vote for him. Didn't give a second thought, but he's the president. He won. He won easy, just like Joe Biden won easy in 2020. On the subject of Ukraine war, I trust Vladimir Putin. That is breathtaking. Dave, you want to try to defend that yourself? Just you want to go ahead?
Well, not really. No, I don't think I do. I will say, of course, you're not surprised. And can we also, as an aside, acknowledge the fact that while he's still speaking here in the Oval Office, he still has the placard behind him on the easel from the other day of the lower 48 and Gulf of America written in the largest possible lettering?
Yes, he does.
Like it's the newest piece of artwork near the Resolute desk. That's so good.
To quote Cobbett, Van Gogh has come back.
It's unbelievable. But, I mean, back to the subject.
To quote Conant again, Monet has come back. If you get the bit, you get the bit. Don't tell me I'm mispronouncing. It's a tip of the cap to my friend Cobbett.
No one is shocked that he's speaking well of Vladimir Putin, of his conversations with Putin, Mr. KGB thug, as you say. And it's, you know, half the country is like you, outraged, and half is, yeah, I guess that's the way it is. All right, move forward.
Are they on this one, though?
I think they are.
I mean, I think what they do is they say, totally, I want him way more than Biden. But I still think there's plenty of even MAGA. First of all, if you ask one Republican off the record, or if they can anonymously respond to this, they'd say it's frightening. It's indefensible.
I think they'd say it on the record. It shows you how many stood up against the RFK nomination.
They're cowards.
Plenty of guts amongst the party in Washington.
God, I mean, Chuck Schumer, by the way, Chuck, time for you to go. It's not like I want to spent a lot of time defending Chuck Schumer. But when he said the last couple days on Tulsi Gabbard and on RFK Jr., if the votes were anonymous, there's no chance. He's 100% right. Come on. We all know that. There's no way. Tulsi Gabbard with no intelligence background. None. Zero. Zilch. Military, thank you. Absolutely. Thank you. RFK Jr. with his utter lies and nonsense about vaccines. No other president would have nominated him, and in no other scenario would Republicans have signed off on this. I'm sure we'll get plenty of text here. Putin fears Trump, therefore he will not lie to him. He fears what Trump will do if he lies. What exactly did he do the first 4 years? He signed the sanctions reluctantly after law required him to do it. Same as Bibi. No, I'm not. Bibi's a criminal. Okay. And He deserves criticism for what happened October 7th. He deserves some criticism for sure for how far and how many innocent civilians have died. Going after Hamas? None. Zero. Zilch. Kill them all. But could he have saved more lives? I believe that 100%. I am not Dave Harrigan comparing Bibi Netanyahu to a KGB thug.
No, there's a large difference.
Huge. Trump dealing with Putin directly is just the same as he did in dealing with the Taliban directly and not involving then the legitimate Afghan government. More text. Trump wants to be Putin. He admires the power. He wants to throw the most of us out the windows. MAGA will defend Trump and Russia. He loves power, though. There's no doubt. None at all. More text. Why shouldn't Putin get Ukraine? The Don wants to invade Canada, Panama, Gaza, Greenland. What's next? Ukraine is the first step with the rest of Europe after. I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, this isn't the first time anybody's talked about it. Trump is now the king. NATO will be toast soon. He has all of his sycophants in place. Our new allies are now Russia. Chad, have you noticed that Trump is always the alpha male in the room except when he's with Putin? I mean, I thought he reached a point when in the first term when he was asked about the elections, well, you know, despite all the intelligence and what did or didn't happen with Russia. And again, Robert Mueller was a complete failure when he testified. I get it. He looked old. Doesn't change the information of Russia's involvement. Actual direct coordination with the team, that was not proven. Okay, that was not proven. But you read that Senate intelligence report, it's damning. From one texter who texts constantly criticizing. But I'll add this to others who are thinking about it. Wow, great show, great new content. Donald Trump has never said this. Never once said it. Not a single time. By the way, a lot of texts, and not a lot of texts defending this idiotic and indefensible comment. Speaking of indefensible, what was taking place involving kids was frightening and turned out to be very frightening. Let's talk about that when we come back. Don't forget, Jason is with us in about 15 on CCO. Another one of the stories you'll read, and you don't understand how the punishment isn't stronger. At least that's how I feel. You may disagree. Man received a 5-year prison term when he left, wait for it, 7 children alone in his home, where his 13-year-old niece found a gun, shot, and critically wounded an 11-year-old boy. 7 kids alone, gun available. Martinez Castillo Lloyd, sentenced Wednesday. Found guilty of possessing a gun despite being a felon and a gross misdemeanor count of failing to store the gun. He had a felony drug conviction in 2010. With credit for time in jail after his arrest, he's going to serve 3 1/4 years in prison. Officers arrived at the apartment before 9. Found a young man, now 12, DeMarge, on the floor, top of the stair, gunshot wound top of his head. Several children in the apartment said the girl was playing with a gun while visiting her cousin. Shot him, then fled to her home. The complaint quoted her saying to the officers, "I accidentally shot somebody. I didn't know the gun was loaded." Castillo Lloyd is the father of 2 of the kids who lived somewhere else and were visiting him. The kids were the range, age range, 10 to 13. When he's gone, Your son and niece went to the bedroom. They retrieved the handgun, started waving around. The two told police, another, wait for it. They've played with guns dozens of times in the past year when Castillo Lloyd was not around and the firearms are generally unloaded. Dave, generally unloaded.
Yeah, generally. It sounds like they don't even probably know if they were unloaded or not.
Precisely. Denise said she last played with one of the guns the previous weekend, and she assumed the guns were unloaded as usual as she was waving and playing with the gun when it was shot. After his arrest, Castillo Lloyd said he keeps the guns high up in a cabinet, and wait for it, we had generally before, Dave, now we have usually, and usually stores them unloaded. He acknowledged his children and niece have seen him handle the guns previously. No surprise, no gun safe, or any other form of lock cabinet.
That's good. They're high in a cabinet. Goodness knows a 10 to 13-year-old can't grab a chair.
Nope, not at all. So, with time served, 3.25 years in prison. Are you bleeping kidding me? What in the hell is wrong? We had a good debate last year. Republican and Democrat, your calls, your texts both times on some legislation on whether all your weapons need to be locked up every single time. The debate, Dave, that if it's at my house, hypothetically, I have a weapon, someone breaks in, if I need immediate access, does the weapon have to be locked? Is it locked to a point where in this emergency, dire situation, I do not have enough time to protect myself? The debate of the law, including our conversation, said, well, the individuals who may pay no attention to this law, they're not going to lock their guns. So I get it. I get people saying, especially if you live further from police, and maybe there have been break-ins. But my God, you have the number of kids, 10 to 13, at this apartment. This happens dozens of times. And we're using generally and usually, and a kid was critically wounded when someone, unless we're told something different, another young kid, 13, had no idea. If it turns out more information comes out, which changes the story, we'll tell you. I guarantee you. 15, 20 years minimum. Give me a break. There's now a pattern of it. He acknowledges it. Acknowledges that sometimes it's loaded, sometimes it's not. They're never locked up. They're just high up in the bedroom. What is wrong with the way our laws are written, where this is the punishment? This is a disservice to other gun owners who take it serious. Lock it. Bullets out. Protection. Safety. Whether they're hunting, whether they're, you know, for their home, whether they're shooting and they love to do that. I'm not coming for your guns, but my God, man, show a bleeping amount of care, Dave, for the other kids in the apartment.
No kidding. And the sentence is another sign, as we've talked about so many, many, many times over and over, whether it's a story like this, whether it's just a random shooting in Minneapolis, whether it's a school shooting, workplace. You know, let's just keep going down the list. You know, there's a thousand different ways people get shot, places they get shot in this country. And as far as public policy is concerned, we just don't care. We just do not care as a country. And it's disheartening, it's maddening, and it's just, it makes me just sad.
And the sad thing is, the initial debate on lock it up, not lock it up, it's a little bit like, you know, guns and access. You know, who's paying attention? How do we create laws where it doesn't make it so onerous on the legal owners? But when someone violates it this egregiously, the punishment has to be extraordinary, and it wasn't. And that is a sad indictment. Most importantly, this 12-year-old was critically wounded. My God, who knows what sort of life, if at all, this kid's going to live. And 3 1/4 years, back at it. Who knows if there's any belief at all whether those guns will be locked up the next time. I have zero confidence. Same for you, I assume, right?
Yeah, I think you mentioned earlier the guns he's not even supposed to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Minor point. 651-461-9226. Jason's next. Jason's here for the second time. He's been very kind to send me this StreamYard connection.
Yeah.
But it's telling me I don't have Chrome. I know I have Chrome. So it's trying to get me to download Chrome.
What if you just opened Chrome, copy-pasted the address, and then plugged it into Chrome, see what happens?
Yeah, I'm trying that right now.
Welcome to Tech Talk.
Yeah.
My name is Jason Gigabyte. I'm here with my co-host, Chad.
I don't have a cute...
Chad Chips. Chad.
Yeah. Well,
Microchip Chad.
Chip Chad. Doug Swinhart, that show.
Yeah.
Very popular on CCO.
The Tech Talk? Yeah.
Tech Talk, man.
People have questions. You have a lot of questions with technology.
Yeah. And what I could use Doug Swinhart right here.
Make a call.
Hey, it's Chad from... No, I thought something was popping up here and still not.
Did you? No.
Well,
I thought, excuse me?
Easy.
What was that?
Easy.
In the Jason Open, he talks about pines for maybe hitting on somebody at a funeral. Text me, strangest place you met someone and you eventually went on a date.
Okay.
Maybe even married the person.
I like that.
Yeah.
We were talking yesterday about doing, you know, we do the Rank You Very Much with the Paul Fletcher, and we ranked terrible Valentine's Day presents. We talked about ranking worst pickup lines, which I thought would have been entertaining.
It's very good.
But have you ever used a line on a lady, or do you not need such things? Just sort of your natural magnetism does its
thing.
I walk
in and it's...
Yeah, I get it.
Walk in and instantly it's like, how soon are we leaving?
Yeah.
And that's it. Come on. I'm not a line person. Yeah. I'm never that person. I can see... You know what, Harrigan? I can see Jason walking into the room. You from Nashville? And then she goes, no, I'm from Minnetonka. Well, you're the only 10 I see. You know, right there. Boom. Line like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know. Thank I sometimes you. Think about this. Like, this is what you do when you've been married for a long time. You're like, well, what if my wife someday...
Hit on other women at funerals?
Well, what if she wakes up and is like, you know what? I can do better than you. And out the door. It's reasonable. Like, I'm just saying I would understand it if she... If that happened, I'd be like, you know what? Thought it would have happened 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I appreciate your patience. Like, you put up with me.
I earned extra time.
It's all bonus time is the way I see it. So if I had to go back out in the dating world, like,
yeah,
what would be the move? How would I do? How do you think I would do in the dating world?
Oh, I think tremendous. I do. And you're well known, comfortable,
intriguing.
You're svelte.
Yeah.
You got the beard, you're oozing confidence. I think very well. How about you, Dave? What's your sense?
I think he'd do tremendous because he'd show up at any restaurant in the Twin Cities. He'd know who runs the place, be able to get the great seat. You know, maybe a little comped appetizer, a couple drinks. Oh, the ladies would be very impressed by his pull.
You have confidence.
Yeah.
You're self-assured.
Swagger.
You got a little swagger about you.
This segment could not be going better for me.
You smell decent.
Yeah, thank you.
And decent. A reminder, we're not in your wheelhouse.
No,
so we could be totally wrong.
That's the thing, right? Like, we are no judgment. Like, we don't know what the woman of today is looking for. Odds are good it's not us, right? I don't know.
I mean, it's already... Among the texts, breaking news, Jason leaves Alyssa to test the waters.
I mean, honestly, I've never considered it more than the way you guys are hyping me up.
Yeah, I'm
sounds
pumping
very,
your tires,
yes,
man.
It's nice. I'm not going to lie.
Let me be clear. She's in a way better spot.
Oh, okay. Without question. Yeah, I think that that goes without saying.
Among the texts here, mm-hmm. Worst Valentine's gift, in theory, a STD. Not
so,
a good.
So I thought about that, and I worried that, like, in general, when I make a chlamydia joke, I feel like it doesn't land the way I want it to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, so that's tied to a text. Ray's listening to CCO, but now I find it not a family-friendly station.
Mm.
If I have smaller kids, let's say, I don't feel it's always appropriate. The innuendos are sometimes a little too much, just my opinion.
Listen,
I appreciate opinions. What I always say about this is, for the show that I host, it's an adult show. It just is.
Yeah, and your time slot also, noon to three, like, I will, being totally honest, I do think about that in my time slot. Because you do have more, like, kids. It doesn't, like, stop me, but I think about it. Because I used to be the one driving my kids around listening to CCO, you know what I mean? I will say, if your kids, this texter's age 3 to 15, if your kids are 8 to 15, they've probably seen and heard way worse.
They have.
Innuendo is a pleasant change from, like, popular music, you know?
Right. You know, obviously, I've hosted Afternoon Drive before. I've had chances to do it again. I wouldn't do anything different because we're still appealing to adults. That doesn't mean say adults with kids, this is not for us.
Right.
When we talk about where CCO is different, and by the way, people can pine for it, Boone and Erickson would all the great, for sure 100% canon would have adapted and would be doing a show, a modern show. Would Roger and Charlie? I don't know. But most of the successful shows now, and I mean now for the last 25, 30 years in Minnesota and across the country, are adult driven shows if they're meant for adults.
Just saying the texter, it's fair to feel that way. I get it.
Yes.
I don't really limit. I say what I want to say, but it is something I think about. It's crossed my mind before.
Yeah. And I understand. And by the way, you're completely allowed to disagree with me.
Yeah, for sure.
Or you're completely allowed to prefer something else.
I like innuendo, though. It's funny. It's a little pervy. It walks up to the line but doesn't take you over the line. It's perfect.
Yeah. And I think we have to put in perspective how much innuendo is really on the show. But I get people.
Not enough.
Let's
amp it up. How about the next segment? Let's just see how close we can get to the edge.
Well, apparently, I mean, for you, it's just Mr. Rogers, 3 to 6. I mean, putting the sweater on.
You know, I'm just honoring people's feelings. I'm honoring their emotions. That's what I do. Do we have to do that anymore? I don't think so.
Then you do. If you don't, you're toxic. It's like, can't win. Well, let's pause on this because we're getting a number of interesting
these are very good
responses.
The worst Valentine's Day, because I have not gotten Alyssa a present yet.
Yeah.
As always, my presence is her present.
Of course it is. She's lucky every day being married.
I'm going to play this segment back to her and say, like, do you know how lucky you are? Listen to these two.
I started drinking earlier in the day, though, so don't count any of this. So, worst Valentine's gift of all time, and tell me the quirkiest location where you met someone and it turned out a date happened or maybe even a marriage happened. 651-461-9226. We have multiple topics going here. Oddest place you met somebody and a date occurred out of that, as Susie would say, encounter. Or worst Valentine's Day present. Or innuendos on CCO. Here's one talking about our great friend Susie. Last year on Valentine's Day, Susie was on. She talked about having sex with her boyfriend in her parents' bed.
Oh.
That was way too much. She should have been embarrassed. Jeez. 100% disagree. Part of the beauty of Susie is she is an excellent reporter. Probably your strength. She's fearless in going out reporting. She's good as an anchor. And then she's fun. She's funny. Sex is a topic we discuss on this show. And there can be people who aren't comfortable with it, but I go back to the adult part.
I'm very comfortable with it, actually.
Thanks for asking. The conversation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Sex and in your parents' bed, that is one of the real challenges of adulthood, isn't it?
Yeah. Like percentage of people, Jason, who went back home at some point in their life and had sex in their parents' bed. It's got to be very low.
No, very low. But it's just like there's a lot that, like, for me, that's a no.
That's I'm a no.
I'm a no on that. Now, my sister's childhood bed? Oh, yeah. Like, that's where I sleep when I go to visit my parents. So, sorry.
Yeah.
Do I like it? Do I prefer that? No. No, it's not ideal. But, you know, heart wants what the heart wants.
My husband and I met when I was working at the Calhoun Beach Club in 1989. We both just graduated college, had just moved to the Twin Cities from Omaha. We've been married for 33 years and live in Iowa now.
That's pretty cool.
Boom!
That is pretty cool.
I first met my husband in the lingerie department at JCPenney.
Yeah.
I knew his older brother brought him in there to meet me. We've been married for 32 years.
Wow. Wow.
Great.
Lingerie department. What was he doing there?
I think he was going there to meet her.
Oh, just went to meet, like, the fetching lass working in the lingerie department. I dated a girl who worked at a lingerie department. Sue. Oh, Sue. yeah, she did. Yeah.
Okay. You want to share more than that?
Nope.
That's it. Guess what? Go ahead, Dave, on line one. We knew you were going there. Sue is now here. Worst present. Vacuum cleaner. Weirdest place I've gotten a date.
Bad.
Dental hygienist asked me twice now about my marital status. I asked her to write the number on the back of a card showing my next appointment. Not a long-term relationship, but it's making winter go a lot faster. Yes.
Wow. Nice.
Why not?
That's amazing. I mean, to get picked up while someone is scraping the tartar off of your incisors is amazing. Like, that's amazing. And you can't respond. It's like, hey, are you in a relationship?
I was okay with it until the sucking.
That was too much. That was the tool. This is radio theater here.
I don't like the tool. Get that tool out of my mouth.
The suction thing.
There you go, Dave. There you go.
Save that.
There's part of the open.
Yeah.
I met my girlfriend, best friend, potentially fiance, playing the game Grand Theft Auto about 8 years ago. I'm a fifth generation farmer.
Wow.
Why not?
How about that? That's cool. So they were both gaming together.
Yeah.
She was in China. She was in Beijing.
Yeah. Beijing. That's.
How about that?
That's the calling card. Family reunion. Okay, that's trouble. That's trouble. Here's another one that's trouble from a frequent texter. My first wedding.
Yeah, that's. That's very good. That's very good.
That's, I mean, Dave, that's got to be a great story. Hey, how did you and Sally meet? Sally was in front of my first wife. And, oh, where'd you meet? Oh, at our wedding.
At our wedding.
Dollar dance.
It's a classic.
What's coming up today?
Tale is old as time. Well, there's some Tina Smith talk we're going to do.
Why not?
I want to pick up on something you were talking about. You were trying to name her signature accomplishment.
Yeah,
I want to ask people if they want a boring senator or if they want a big name, like a Tafoya.
Yeah. Fair question. All that's coming up with Jason. Stick around 3 to 6 on the home of the Twins, CCO.